Oh, we do win. We win because God is God and because He remains God. The Lord fought for Israel, and the sun stood still and the moon stopped because our God is a warrior. And as the Lord fought for Israel, beloved, He fights for you. He has promises for you. Let me take you back to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua is standing on the east side of the Jordan, preparing to lead the people after Moses' death across that Jordan to occupy the land that God had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as an everlasting possession. And God speaks to Joshua, and as He does, He says this, "No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life." In other words, you're going to win. "Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you." When He says, "I will not fail you," the Hebrew word is rapha. It means I will not slacken my grip on you. I will not let you drop from me. My hands will not be weakened. In other words, you're going to win, Joshua, because I, the Almighty God, have a grip on you. And I will not forsake you. No matter what happens when the enemy comes against you, you need not fear, you need not tremble. Instead, you are to be strong and courageous. Why? Because I have promised you, I will not abandon you. I will not let you drop. I have you in my grip. And that same promise, beloved, is quoted to us in the book of Hebrews. For He has said, He will never leave us nor forsake us, so that we can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me." In other words, we win. And we win because of the one who has His grip on us. But we also win because we hold on to Him. He says it repeatedly to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous." And this is the secret. "Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go." When He says to be strong, He's using a word that means to fasten on, to seize, as God has you in His grip, so you are not to let your hand dangle loose, but rather you are to get a grip on God. And that's what it means to be strong. To be courageous means to be alert physically and mentally and not fall apart. To not be dismayed means that you're not broken down by violence or confusion or fear. And what makes you strong and what makes you courageous and what gives you success? It is this. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." This is the way that we win. We win, beloved, because the same captain of the host stands before us as He stood before Joshua. Oh, remove your sandals from your feet, beloved, for the place where you are standing is holy.